الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللقاء الثاني عشر تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة. ما أوسع دار السلام وما أطيب ريحها. وصلنا في اللقاء السابق إلى قوله تعالى: وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا. قلنا أن أبواب الجنة ثمانية، وفي اختلاف في بعض الأسماء، فهي باب الصلاة والجهاد والصدقة والريان والحج والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والمتوكلين، وباب الذكر أو باب العلم. وقيل أن هناك باب في حديث صحيح الوالد، والمقصود بذلك الوالدين، وهو وسط الجنة. Brothers and sisters, this is our 12th meeting under the title Those People Who Are Longing for the Jannah. How spacious and how great the Jannah is, and how pleasant the smell of the Jannah. 500 years away you smell it. Last thing we spoke about, when we enter the Jannah, we have entered the Jannah, alhamdulillah, and there are two springs, one to drink from that frees you and it takes every impurity out of you, and the second one beautifies you and beautifies your hair. Remember the hairstyle that you wanted to make sure that you have? And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you drink a special drink, sharab tahur, tahur that is pure and delicious. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you enter the Jannah. We said that the Jannah has 8 doors or 8 gates, and there's a little difference with the names of the gates. Some of the scholars said that it could be more than 8 entrances, and inside those entrances are more gates. But here we know for sure that you have Salah gate, Sadaqah gate, Saum gate, Hajj gate. For those people who restrain their anger and forgive people, there is a gate. And those people who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mutawakkilin, there is a gate. And there is a gate for either dhikr or knowledge, or both of them. And we know there is a gate that is in the middle of the Jannah, tusamma الوالد، والمقصود بها الوالدين، لهؤلاء الذين يبرون ويبرون والديهم. There is a gate in the middle of the Jannah for those people who are kind and take care of their parents. طيب، استمعوا إلى ما أعد الله سبحانه وتعالى للمؤمنين في الجنة. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the believers in the Jannah before we dig deep and go deep, inshallah, inside the Jannah. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الزخرف: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون؟ الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون. الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين،
ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم
نعيم وعيون وأنهار وزوجات وحور وفواكه وسرور وكراسي وحرير وعطر وخمر وعسل ولبن وذهب وفضة وأمان وفوق كل ذلك لا يموتون هذه هي الجنة هذه هي دار السلام لستم You have heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe total bliss, springs, rivers, wives, hoor, fruits, chairs, recliners, couches, silk, perfume, wine, honey, milk, gold, silver, bracelets, peace, and above everything, you're there forever, no death. No death. This is the Jannah. This is Dar es Salaam, the house of safety. Let us go with the flow. We're going inside with the group who are entering the Jannah, inshaAllah. I leave the description and the words to the best one who can describe what's in there as we enter. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, يقول إن أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على سورة القمر ليلة البدر. The first group who will enter the Jannah, their faces will be like the full moon. This is how shiny, how glittering, how beautiful the faces of those people who will enter the Jannah, the first. والذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري. Those who comes after them, their faces will be like the star or the gleaming, the brilliant star. This is how they look. لا يبولون. Number one, they don't urinate. لا يتغوطون. No feces, no need to defecate or to use the bathroom. لا يتمخطون. No mucus to get rid of. لا يتفلون. No need to spit. أمشاطهم الذهب. Their combs from gold. رشحهم المسك. Their sweat is the best of perfume. مجامرهم الألوة. The things that they get the smell out is a plant called aloe. أزواجهم الحور العين. Their wives are the حور العين. أخلاقهم على خلق رجل واحد. Their manners, the best of manners, all together. على صورة أبيهم آدم. They look like Adam عليه السلام, their father. 60 ذراعا في السماء. 60 arm length in the sky. This is all, everything that is considered defect in this world is no longer there. Needing to go to the bathroom in the Jannah, it's a defect. Here it's not. Because we cannot say, mashallah, he doesn't go to the bathroom. So this is how you know if the quality is a defect or not a defect. If you praise the person for it, then it is not a defect. But it doesn't work the same way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say he sleeps, that's a defect. But if you say a human being sleeps, that's perfection. A person who doesn't sleep is sick. When you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't sleep, that's perfection, because no comparison. So you are in the Jannah. And these are the descriptions of the people who will enter the Jannah. So you are entering the Jannah in a way that is so attractive by itself. Everything that you don't like here in this world no longer is there in the Jannah. Important announcement. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال إذا قرر القرار بأهل الجنة ورأوا ما فيها من النعيم الذي لا يحصى نادى مناد. When people are situated in the Jannah and they see the bliss that no one can take account of, a voice would come out. Someone will proclaim, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُّوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. You are definitely going to be healthy permanently. So health is permanent. That is what the voice will say. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. Life is permanent. No death. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشُبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. Youth is permanent. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. Happiness is permanent. And this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And a voice will proclaim, it will say that this is the Jannah that you have inherited for what you have been doing. Not saying, doing. There are sayings and there are actions. I say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but I do the salah and I do the zakat and I do the hajj and I do all of the acts of Islam. So here picture. Happiness, total happiness there. Total life, health, youth, and no defect. I wonder when they enter the Jannah, how they are going to be greeted. Let's check out and see how when you enter the Jannah, how you will be greeted. Now you are invited. An invitation that will be permanent. By whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing you would hear, Ya Ridwan, Ya Ridwan. Who's Ridwan? The gatekeeper of the Jannah? Khazin al-Jannah. He is the keeper of the Jannah. Ridwan, one of the angels. And what would the voice be saying? هَذَا وَفْدُ الرَّحْمَانِ فَاسْتَقْبِلْهُ. This is the delegation. These are the visitors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So greet them, meet them. يقول ما إن طفأ أقدامهم أبواب الجنة حتى يستقبلهم بالتهنئة والسلام جموع الملائكة الطاهرين وفي مقدمتهم رضوان. The minute that they step inside the Jannah, groups of angels will come to meet them, and they are headed by or led by رضوان, the keeper of the Jannah. قال الله تعالى
وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Look at the beauty of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about those people who feared him. And if you remember when we talked about the actions of the heart, there are two kinds of fear. One is called khawf and the other one is called khashyah. Khashya is a higher level of fear, and that comes by higher knowledge. Those people who have feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, meaning that they did not disobey him. And when they did disobey him, they asked his forgiveness and they made istighfar. Those people will be led to where? To the Jannah. They will be led by the angels. They will be welcomed and led to the Jannah. When they get to the doors of the Jannah, they will find someone who will open the doors for them. They will ask to get in. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will bow before the arsh. And he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, ask and your request will be fulfilled. And he will open the Jannah. He will be the first one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to open the Jannah for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. Ridwan and the angels who come to meet them and to greet them. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be upon you. طِبْتُمْ. How pure and how perfect and how clean you are. With your actions that you have done in the dunya that made you so pure and led you to this place. Udkhuluha, tafaddalu, welcome, come on in permanently. And the first thing that they would say, Alhamdulillah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alladhi sabaqana wa'ada, the one who had fulfilled his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. You do something good, you will see something good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, you do good, then He will give you the Jannah. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. And He made us inherit land, earth, live here, so we can work to gain the Jannah. فنعم أجر العاملين. How wonderful, how great the reward of those people who are working. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش. You see the angels from everywhere praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody will be judged between. And then the final saying is الحمد لله رب العالمين. تتواصل اللذات أيها الأحبة على أهل الجنة. Then the happiness continues to come for the people when they enter the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول يطاف عليهم بكأس من معين بيضاء لذة للشاربين لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us what you get. يطاف عليهم بكأس. You will find ولدان مخلدون, beautiful, glittering, brilliant young boys who are serving you. كأنهم لؤلؤا منثورا. They're scattered like pearls. And look, لؤلؤ منثور. Now, anyone who knows pearls, and I'm sure there's someone here who does, can see that pearls are more beautiful when they are scattered than when they are together. Because when you have scattered pearls, they will be reflecting the colors on one another. And you see that servants everywhere, with the beauty and the shining faces that they have, it's like pearls scattered. What is their job? To just come and serve you. They give you a drink, كأس من معين, a clear, crystallized drink. What kind of drink is that? Wine. Wow. Yeah, well, let's have some description of that. بيضاء لذة للشاربين, real shiny white, tasty for anyone who drinks it. One quality. لا فيها غول, no intoxicant that will take your brain away and make you look like an animal, and the next day you will be sick, you live in the bathroom for half a day. ولا هم عنها ينزفون. It's not going to give you a headache. No sickness, no intoxicants, and no headaches, and no suffering. It is a drink that is so pure, so clean, so tasty, so delicious, that will be served to you by الولدان المخلدون. Now there's a problem for those who drink alcohol here. They don't get to have it there. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that any person who drinks alcohol here and dies before repentance will not, the wine of the Jannah will be prohibited for them. And we know the sickness and the diseases of this worldly wine in comparison to what you are going to get there. So stay away of that nonsense and save yourself and use that brain and take advantage of this worldly chance that you have in order for you to have that drink of wine in the Jannah. When you get there, inshallah, you know how tasty it is. Brothers and sisters, you are in the Jannah and you are feeling wonderful. Look what else you have. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا. Those boys, as I said, when they are serving you, when you see them, you think that they are scattered pearls. It's not something that this is how beautiful they are and you compare them. No, you really think that they are. And we will find something similar to that when we go. When one person sees one of his servants, what he would do. To prove to you that it is not really thinking, it is reality, that when they see them, they think that it's really scattered pearls before they get to know who they are. يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما بينما المؤمن على فراشه إذ أبصر شيئا يسير نحوه فجعل يقول لؤلؤا لؤلؤا فإذا هم ولدان مخلدون. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما said, you will be reclining on your beautiful seats and you see something walking towards you glittering and you will be go pearls, pearls. And then when he looks and got closer, it turned out to be one of the servants coming to serve. Jannah. When we talk about Jannah, we talk about levels. Let's see the lowest level. What do people get in the lowest level of the Jannah? المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه يقول أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سأل موسى ربه ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة. موسى عليه السلام asked Allah سبحانه وتعالى, people of the lower or the lowest level in Jannah, what do they get? قال هو رجل يجيء بعدما أدخل أهل الجنة, a man who comes after everyone has been admitted to Jannah. فيقال له ادخل الجنة. He will be told enter the Jannah. فيقول أي رب كيف وقد نزل الناس منازله. How everyone took his place and there is no place for me. Looks full. وأخذوا أخذاتهم. And everyone took what he is supposed to take. So either no place for me to be, and if I find a place I'm not going to have anything because everyone took what he was supposed to take. فيقال له أترضى أن يكون لك مثل ملك ملك من ملوك الدنيا. Would you be happy if we give you as much as a king from the kings of this dunya? فيقول رضيت رب. I don't know what king he was thinking of. Which one who's having so much here? Wallah. So you're saying the last person is from Saudi Arabia? فيقول لك ذلك ومثله ومثله ومثله. You will get that and double that and double that and double that three times. فيقول في الخامسة. So he says it four times. On the fifth time, the servant will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رضيت رب. Enough. One person is good. I am happy. I accept. فيقول هذا لك وعشرة أمثال. This and 10 times more of what the king has in this dunya. ولك ما اشتهت نفسك. And you will get anything yourself desires. And anything pleases your eye. فيقول رضيت رب. He wants to just get it. He wants to get it. Just, you know, the last person coming. And I'm sure that he has some scary things before that. So he was just let me in and I don't want to look behind, because you will see from another story there. So he keeps interrupting and saying, I accept Allah, I accept to Allah. قال أي موسى عليه السلام ربي فأعلاهم منزلا. Oh Allah, I get that. The lowest level is this. What about the highest level? قال سبحانه وتعالى أولئك الذين أردت. Those people whom I chose. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Musa, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I have created you and fashioned you and I asked you for me, to serve me and to be selected by me as a messenger. He said, those people I have chosen and I have selected. غَرَسْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. I planted their honor and dignity with my hand. وَخَتَمْتُ عَلَيْهَا. And I sealed it. فَلَمْ تَرَ عَيْنٍ وَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ أُذُنٍ وَلَمْ يَخْطُرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Nothing, no one ever heard of or saw or heard of the rewards that those people will get. Who are those? The people of the highest place in Jannah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ آخِرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ خُرُوجًا مِنْهَا. I know the last person who exits from the hellfire. وآخر أهل الجنة دخول الجنة. And he is the last one to enter the Jannah. Now remember, when people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah enter the hellfire for the punishment that they deserve, eventually they come out. And there will be intercessions. And there will be some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free from the hellfire just for doing nothing. as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last person who comes out, he will be the last person to enter the Jannah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person would say, يقول الله عز وجل اذهب فادخل الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, go and enter the Jannah. فيأتيها فيخيل إليه أنها ملأة. He comes and he peeks through full. It appears to him that it is full. فيرجع. He comes back and he says, يا رب وجدتها ملأة. Oh Allah, I found it full. فيقول الله عز وجل اذهب فادخل الجنة فيأتيها فيخيل إليه أنها ملأة فيرجع فيقول ربي وجدتها ملأة. He goes again. Tell him, go again, enter. He said, I found it full. فيقول الله عز وجل اذهب فادخل الجنة فإن لك مثل الدنيا وعشرة أمثالها. Go ahead and enter. You will find a place and I'm going to give you not as much as a king. A king does not own the whole world. He owns some. As much as this whole world and 10 times more than that you will get. That's the last person, brothers and sisters, who enters the Jannah. And he has spent God knows how long in the hellfire. So naturally he's not a very good believer, in the sense that he committed too much sins. This is what he gets. فَيَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ. He didn't believe it. أَتَسْخَرُ مِنِّي وَأَنْتَ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. Oh Allah, you're making fun of me and you are the Lord of everyone. And this is like someone, you know that he had, like someone, you hiring someone and you fired him. Because he's constantly late, he's constantly having problems with you. And finally you have forgiven him and he comes and asks you for the paycheck. And you give him like you owe him $10 and you tell him go to the cash and cash register, open it and take $1,000. And he knows what he has been doing to you. That's the first thing that comes to your mind when you disobey someone and then he forgives you. Then you look at him and say, this is like the story, if you remember the story of the person when they were in the mountain and they went inside a cave and a rock came and closed the door, the mouth of the cave. One of them hired, or he has someone who worked for him as a shepherd. He left without paying him. So he took the money and he bought for him a sheep. The sheep had babies, and the babies had babies until he had a valley full of sheep. Years after that, he came back asking for his little money. So he looked at him and he told him, it's all yours. And he looked at the bear and he told him, you're making fun of me, man, just give me my money. He said, no, it's all yours. Now this one here, remember, he said that and he hasn't done anything wrong. So you can imagine when someone has done something wrong, it's going to come to his mind that the person is making fun of him more. And this person is dealing with whom? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because he knows he doesn't deserve it. يقول أتسخر مني أو أتضحك بي وأنت الملك. قال فلقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحك حتى بدت نواجذه. صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he came to that, he smiled until you see his inside teeth, and that's a sign that he really had a big smile. Now this hadith, if every person report this hadith and does the same thing, will be like from the hadith al-musalsal. Every person when he recites this hadith, he smiles, then he would be like one of the reporters of the hadith. Look what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud يقول عندما روى هذا الحديث ضحك عبد الله بن مسعود حتى بدت نواجذه. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud did the same thing. وذلك أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة. This is the lowest of the people in the Jannah. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أدنى مقعد أحدكم من الجنة أن يقول له تمنى فيتمنى ويتمنى فيقول له هل تمنيت فيقول نعم فيقول له فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه. The least place in the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, wish whatever you want. You can wish one thing, you can wish a million things, small or huge. You can wish this entire world, whatever your mind can absorb. or whatever things that you have seen, wish it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, and you get like it, double that. So you have whatever you wish, double that. You have 10 times more than the biggest king or property of a king, and then 10 times bigger than this dunya, and at the same time, you get to ask whatever you please, and you get to hear whatever you please. This is the least person in the Jannah. Now you are in the Jannah. You know what you're going to get. You see castles. All the Jannah is nice homes. Better than those in Las Colinas. You know, people, you go Christmas time, you start driving, you just see those houses, those castles. Well, look at those. What's in those castles? That's what everybody wants to know. Allahu Akbar, ya Akhwan. Who can really describe those castles in the Jannah? And who can describe the happiness of the people who will be in it? يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And if you see, and what do you see? Great bliss and great properties. مُلْكًا كَبِيرًا for those people. What kind of a kingdom, what kind of an ownership that you're going to have? عَلِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. Those people will have the best of the clothes from the harir and from the sundus and from istabrak, and they will have bracelets and bangles from gold. Yeah, brother, you ask me about that, you can wear it. But not over there, not here. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم or النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الوحيد الذي يستطيع أن يصور لنا ما في القصور. I want to show you what's in those castles, and only the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم can describe that. There is a long hadith, I took this part of it, for the person, the last person who enters the Jannah again. يقول حتى إذا دنا من الناس رفع له قصر من ذرة. When he gets closer to people, now remember he told him enter. When he gets in there, a castle will be erected for him from ذرة, شدرج, a pearl. And then فيخر ساجدا. As soon as he sees it, he falls down in prostration. He'll find out. فيقال له ارفع رأسك مالك. He tell him, raise your head, what's wrong with you? فيقول رأيت ربي. I saw my Lord. I saw Allah. This is a castle. Remember when I said about that young boy, the servants? You think, no, it's not you think, you believe that they are, until they come close to you, you find out they're really men, they are not pearls. فيقال له إنما هو منزل من منازلك. Relax, this is just one of your houses, one of your houses, not all. ثم يلقى رجلا فيتهيأ للسجود له. Then he meets a man and he prepares himself to bow. After he saw what he saw in hell fire, I'm telling you that. May Allah protect us. فيقال له ما, they tell him, hold it, don't move, don't go down. فيقول رأيت أنك ملك من الملائكة. فيقول له إنما أنا خازن من خزانك. He said, I thought that you are one of the best of the angels. He said, no, I'm just one of the keepers for you. I'm one of your servants. وعبد من عبيدك. I'm just a slave for you. فينطلق أمامه حتى يفتح له القصر. يفتح له القصر. So he goes ahead of him to open the door for him. He's his servant. هل هو مشخص ماشي وراه. وهو من درة مجوفة. This castle is from a concave pearl. You know what concave, right? Describe it for the person. Like this. سقفها وأبوابها وأغلافها ومفاتيحها منها. The ceiling and the doors and the everything in it is from pearl. تستقبله جوهرة خضراء. A green, precious pearl will face him as he enters. كل جوهرة تفضي إلى جوهرة على غير لون الأخرى. Every pearl will lead to another one with a different color than the first one. في كل جوهرة سرب. And every pearl, concave pearl, there are fashionable, beautiful beds. Why are you smiling? You expecting something? You're in the gym, right? Why do you want the beds? There's no, you don't sleep there. What as well? Women. ووصائف أدناهن. The description of the least one. حوراء. شو يعني حوراء؟ شديدة. بياض البياض في العين وسواد السواد في العين. أو ذات أعين سوداء وجلد أبيض. حوراء is a woman who is very white with very dark eyes. Or the dark eyes are so dark and the white inside the eyes is so white that makes her eyes extremely attractive. Now this is what he sees, the description of the least. This is حوراء. عينات means big eyes. It's not a line, and it's not this big. Big eyes with that description, so the white and the black can really pierce through you. عليها سبعون حلة. She is dressed up with 70 dresses. What did you from, brother? Don't worry. يرى مخ ساقها من وراء حللها. The bones of her legs would be visible from behind the 70 dresses. This is how beautiful she is and how shiny her skin is, where you can see the bone inside. Imagine 70 dresses and the skin is so bright and so shiny that penetrates through it to where you can see it. This is the least description of those. كبدها مرآتا. Her stomach is his mirror. Want to fix your hair? You can't, because remember, it's permanent. إذا أعرض عنها إعراضا ازدادت في عينه سبعين ضعفا. If he turns away from her, he's looking at her and he is now in a shock of the beauty. And he's just looking. When he turns his head for whatever reason, her beauty is increased 70 times. You think he wants to leave? فَيُقَالْ لَهُ أَشْرِفْ فَيَشْرِفْ. They tell him, تفضل, enter. فَيُقَالْ لَهُ مُلْكُكْ أو أمين مِلْكُكْ مَسِيرَةْ مِئَةْ عَامْ يَنْفَذُهُ بَصَرُكْ. Your property is a distance of 100 years. Your vision will be able to see every bit of it. Total supervision. No need for cameras, no need for object in the mirror is close on them, what you think? Nothing. Your vision is not the same vision. We know all that. That's how you are able to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of judgment, because your vision is changed. You can see, this is actually one thing that I was always worried about. Personally, like, you go to Jannah and you get as much before I got this hadith, and you get as much as this whole world. And I'm going, why do I need that much? Yani, basically a house as big as this masjid is fine with me, right? That's even too much, because you can't see that. But when I got this hadith, I'll be able to see as if you are seeing one another here, then yes, I need all of that. This is good. Listen to this. وَإِذَا قَدِمَ وَفْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ الْقُصُورِ وَانْتَهَوْا إِلَى نَعِيمٍ غَمَرَهُمْ بِالسُّرُورِ وَتَوَافَدَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ جُمُوعَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَهُمْ يَقُولُونَ لَهُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. When you enter and you have all this property, and naturally after all the description that I've given you, you're going to be there for a while, angels will come to you to greet you. And what they will be saying, peace be upon you for what you have received, for the hardship that you have to go through for waking up to Fajr, for the hardship that you have to go through to sit and listen to lectures, to travel for seeking knowledge, to be patient with your wife. Right? As if they don't have to be patient with you, right? For the patience that you have to be with your husband. I think the patience is probably, women have to be patient with men a lot more than men with women. Because we have certain things that is advocated for our behalf. So we kind of take that for granted, and whatever we do, we think that we are doing good and they are the one who's doing bad. All the time. We think, you know, whenever something goes wrong and it's really your fault, you go, ah, the Prophet said that you are so and so. So we have something to rely on, and that is really oppression. Because they don't have much to come back, and that's what really kills them. Because you come and you say, but there are a few things I can tell about you, but you are my friend, so I don't know how to do it. يَا لَتَفَاوَتِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. When we talk about levels in Jannah, we talk about the lowest. And we give a brief description of the highest. With something special Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected. What a difference in ranks. ما أعظم تفاوت الدرجات في هؤلاء أصحاب الجنة في القصور. طبعا هذا كله تبعا لكمال الإيمان. All of this according to your faith. You have faith. And here is zero faith and here is some faith. And you go up. How much did you get from that faith? 80%? Then you would be in 80% level from the Jannah. There are many ranks in there. Look what, how the Prophet ﷺ described the ranks. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ لَيَتَرَاءُونَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ أَوْ لَيَتَرَاءُونَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ كَمَا يَتَرَاءُونَ الدُّرِّيِّ الْغَادِرِ فِي الْأُفُقِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لِتَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. The people of the Jannah, they look at the other people above them in level like you are looking at the star in the farthest part of the sky, where you can look and you can barely see that star, and it is many times bigger than Earth. This is the distance between one level and another in the Jannah. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet, the companion, they said, O Prophet of Allah, are these the places for the Prophets that you're talking about so far away from the people of those ranks? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he said, is this for the Prophets? Meaning that no one can get there except them. Qala bala walladhi nafsi biyadih rijalun amanu billah wa saddaqu al-mursaleen. Indeed, not only for the Prophets, people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believed in the messengers. Look at your love to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at your love to follow him and to imitate him. Look how much you are willing to defend him. If I ask anyone, I used to ask the children, if you have one sandwich and you are locked up in a house or in a closet and no one can open that for you, and definitely you either eat that sandwich or you die, and you are locked up with the Prophet ﷺ, what would you do? Now look at the first kid, you say, I'll split it in half. He doesn't know. I did not tell him from the beginning. I said, no, no, no. One person has to eat it all to survive, and the other person, he has to die. He said, I'll give it to him. You're talking children, 5 years, 6 years old, 7 years old. Look at the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is, yeah, it brings the story of that Christian woman in Sudan. She was a teacher, and she named one of those baby dolls a teddy bear. They named him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they made a big commotion for that. Now, to be honest with you, after I read the story, I would definitely not do what they have done to her, because she was sincere. She did not, I mean, she said, the story says 80% of the children were ecstatic when they chose the name Muhammad. It is the love that we have for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you're dealing with children. They did not name that because they want to defame Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or think bad of him. She was happy because she's a teacher. She likes to please her children, and they were happy for that. So the name was to them and to her an honor. Especially when you hear her testimony, when she said, I have all respect for Islam and Muslims, and I did not mean in any way to defend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yani, the judgment, I thought it was very harsh, because there shouldn't be any judgment, actually. Once you investigate with that and you find out the reality, this is something is forgiven, because everything we unfortunately started to follow the ways of others who judge, make analogy all the time. They made analogy with the Denmark caricature. There's no analogy there. I mean, they did that on purpose to defame Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she did not. So look at that love. Look at that sacrifice that we are willing to give, and we deserve to be with the Prophets. We're following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're no companions. We're loving him. We're doing everything to support him, and we're doing everything to imitate him. So, brothers and sisters, inshallah, you will be there, and you will be with the highest rank with the Prophets. Remember one thing: anta ma'a man ahbabt. You will be with the one whom you love most. If you really love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you do what he wants you to do, it doesn't matter how low your rank is, you will be gathered with him based on that love that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed for us. So finally, we'll take a look at the land of the Jannah, the floor of the Jannah. And what Jannah we're talking about? Jannat Adn. I'm not going to tell you what's in there until next time, inshallah. Now you are there, you know what is for the least, and you know what's in those castles. You have entered there, being congratulated, and I'll leave you there in those castles, in those concave pearls. I'll leave you there until next time. We'll tell you a little bit more, because eventually you're going to have to come out and see the floor of the Jannah. And you want to see how the beauty is made there, we'll get that inshallah next time. Until then, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.